shotgun scenario here for Drake May, of course, at the midfield logo. Fakes a handoff to his left. Drops back, pumps a couple of times, throws left. He's got J.J. Jones. Catch at the goal line. Touchdown, North Carolina. 47 yards from May to Jones. And the Tar Heels are back out in front. Must get out of the shotgun. Stacked left side of the offensive formation this time. Tight as it is, Malik Washington in motion from left to right. Musket flushed out of the pocket after the snap to his right side. Throws between the hashes. Caught by Washington. Stumbles through tackles. Falls and is into the end zone for six. Touchdown, Virginia. 14 yards from Musket to Washington. And the Cavaliers are once again out in front. 30-27 with 8:51 to play. With the spot, this is actually going to be 3rd and 4. Still manageable, but a better case scenario for North Carolina. From the 9, they've got to get to the 5. 3rd down for Virginia. Stacked on the right side of the line. It's a handoff. Hollins musters his way through the left side off tackle. Fumbles it. It's out the back of the end zone. This is a touchback for North Carolina. Hollins, who had 3 touchdowns rushing already on the night, was right there and shy of the goal line, coughed it up with so much momentum that it rolled out of the back of the end zone, and thus Virginia will get nothing out of the drive. 3rd and short for Virginia with 2:21 remaining in the 4th quarter, trying to ice this one away. North Carolina, the defense trailing by 4. It's 31-27, Cavaliers ahead. After North Carolina called its 1st of 3 timeouts, so still 2 available, a stop here would be huge. Musket out of the shotgun. Running back to his left. Tight end goes in motion from left to right to stack that side. It's a handoff. Kobe Pace met at the line of scrimmage and labors his way forward to the 31-yard line. He got just enough, plus a yard. And it moves the chains. 1st and 10 for Virginia. And I believe North Carolina is going to call a timeout here as well to stop the clock. And it is confirmed. North Carolina calls the timeout. So they are down to just 1 remaining with 2 minutes. And they just adjusted the clock. 17 seconds. 2 minutes, 17 seconds remaining in the 4th quarter. Virginia 31, North Carolina 27. Cavaliers trying to pull off a massive upset. Virginia is without an ACC victory this season. Their first win overall actually came a couple of weeks ago in their last game played against William and Mary. In that game against the Tribe, they had a season high in rushing yards. They have topped their number from that game, 226 ground yards for Virginia in this one. And they've held North Carolina to this point anyway, below the 30-point mark, which has not been done this season to the Tar Heels. Out of the timeout, 2 receivers to the far side. 1 in motion is Malik Washington. Musket hands off Paris Jones on 1st and 10. Goes off tackle left side and is battered after a gain of about 2. Flag comes flying from the backfield. Clock stops, 2 minutes, 11 seconds left in the 4th quarter. We'll see what the call is here. And it's a hold on the offense. So that'll reset the downs to first. But it'll back it up 10 yards. So Virginia 1st and 20 from their own 21. .211 left in the 4th. Virginia leads 31-27. As they line up against this North Carolina defense, well, not just yet. Well, they're going to stay lined up. Mack Brown is getting some clarification from the officials, it seems, about something. Head coach for North Carolina keeping in mind, I guess he's got one timeout remaining, wants to make sure they're aware of the scenario in which he wants to use it.
After discussion, the penalties decline.
Oh, and that's what it is. Mack Brown wanted to decline the penalty so as to keep the downage with him. Therefore, it's going to be second and 8 from the 33-yard line, which makes sense, right? If this comes down to a every second matters scenario and Virginia ends up with just enough plays to run, that's a decision that Carolina would have regretted. Second and 8 from the shotgun. Musket hands off. Paris Jones shuffles his feet and heads forward middle of the field between the hashes. Tackled at the legs and makes his way to the 37-yard line. Timeout called by North Carolina. That is their third and final, as it is third and 4 for Virginia. So this is essentially the game. North Carolina needs a stop on the other end of this timeout, because a first down would mean a full set of downs for Virginia. The Tar Heels can no longer stop the clock with a timeout. And the clock is currently at 2:07 remaining in the fourth quarter. Virginia 31, North Carolina 27. A quick huddle on both sides, and the team's ready to resume. Kobe Pace, the new back in the backfield for Virginia. He's got 10 carries, 31 yards. Actually, of the group of them, it's the worst yards per carry of any. 3.1 so far tonight. Man in motion, the tight end from left to right. Handoff, Pace tripped as he receives it and falls short of the line of scrimmage. It'll bring up fourth down. So this is where the clock is going to run. Now under 2 minutes left for the fourth quarter. But North Carolina is going to get possession back with some time. Elijah Huzzy back near the 20-yard line. Slowly stepping and creeping back closer to the 15. The play clock down to 10. Game clock is under 90 seconds to play. Sparks to punt for Virginia on 4th and 5. And whistles as the play clock hit 0, but a timeout called in time by Virginia. They want to get each and every second out of that they can. So the game clock stops at 1:21. Just a quick one, a 30-second timeout. North Carolina is going to get this with...
Game clock operator, let's put 1:22 back on the game.
Well, they'll add a second, so 1:22 on the game clock, as it was just announced. Assuming a clean catch on the punt. Maybe a return. Possibly not. North Carolina is going to get this with a minute plus to work with. And they trail by 4. 31-27 Virginia, trying to get its first ACC victory of the season. North Carolina trying to remain undefeated. 6-0 up to number 10 in the AP poll. Huzzy back again out of the timeout to receive the punt. He stands just past the 15-yard line. Sparks, the punter for Virginia. At the 21 to receive the long snap. He pulls it in. Booms it with his right. Wobbly kick. Lands at the 30. Long hop. Huzzy pulls it in and is dragged out of bounds at the 25-yard line.
Huzzy with return near the 25-yard line.
And with 1:12 left in the fourth quarter, North Carolina trailing by 4 has a chance to score a touchdown and take a late lead. Drake May, the Heisman hopeful quarterback entering this season, leads his offense to the field. They're spotted at the near hash at the 25-yard line. One receiver on this side for Carolina, 3 to the opposite end. Man in the backfield to May's left. 2 claps. Here's the snap. Two steps back. Here comes pressure on the run. Finds J.J. Jones on a little dump over the middle. He's tackled just past the line of scrimmage. And North Carolina rushing to get the ball spotted. Second and eight. The ball's at the 27. Two receivers to either side. May to pass. Flushed to the right. Rolls back to his left. He's between the hashes. Throws with his right, going left. And finds Jones again just past the first down marker. He catches and steps out of bounds at the 38-yard line. Clock stopped at 45 seconds.
First down, Tar.
So a first down for North Carolina. Consecutive catches by J.J. Jones. May drops back, looking right, now over the middle. And it's thrown at the midfield logo. Tez Walker pulls it in past the 50. It's at the 48. That moves the chains. Chaos as everybody tries to get in position for North Carolina. There's the snap. 39 seconds on the clock. May, lots of time to work with. Casually rolling to his right, nowhere to go. Throws it out of bounds, and it's incomplete. It'll be second and 10 from the 48. Clock has stopped at 31 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. North Carolina trailing by four, so they need a touchdown. A field goal will not be good enough. Back to his right, three receivers near side. May receives the snap. Hit as he throws, and it is caught at the second level of the defense. An interception. James Jackson pulls it in as May's throw was affected on the contact. I see palms in the air for both teams, though. The initial call was a Virginia interception. That is indicated by the referee now. Jackson had to go way down to the ground to make the catch. And a replay being shown on the video board here at Keenan Stadium seems to indicate what was by the umpire a really good look at it, because the camera angle was coming, I believe, from a GoPro strapped to the umpire's head. And now they're going to take a second look. What a play for Virginia. Ben Smiley was the one who got to the quarterback, Drake May, hit him as he threw. And it certainly did not have the full force of a usual Drake May pass. So James Jackson able to pull it in. And we're getting another look at it on the video side. There's a point at which it seems like maybe it would have hit the ground. Really tough to tell. I think it's going to be very important that the call on the field was that Jackson pulled it in and that it was an interception. And they are going to confirm the call. Interception, Virginia. And the Cavaliers sideline going ballistic. And as a matter of fact, they're going to have to keep it on the sideline so as not to get a warning. Virginia will take over with 26 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter, and North Carolina has no timeouts. So the Cavaliers are going to be able to kneel this out and get their first ACC win of the season, handing North Carolina their first loss. Consecutive wins for the Cavaliers. They advance to 2-5. And Mac Brown's North Carolina Tar Heels suffer their first loss in either of his tenures when the offense had achieved 400 yards or more. They had 490 total yards and a lose. That mark is now at 45-1 in Mac Brown-led UNC games. And UNC at a final score of 31-27 does not reach the 30-point mark for the first time this season. 2-5 now are the Virginia Cavaliers, 6-1. The North Carolina Tar Heels fall on their home turf at Keenan Stadium. A wild one that was won by Virginia, 31-27. The final score over North Carolina here in Chapel Hill.